Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Buckle up because today we're diving into something that's as relevant as it gets. Building resilience. Ever feel like life just throws curveballs at you, one after another? Like, are we on the same team here, universe? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going smoothly, and then bam, unexpected change knocks you off your feet? But listen, change is inevitable. It's the only constant in this crazy right cold life. And how we handle it. That's what separates the resilient from the rest. Stoicism teaches us that we can't control everything around us, but we can absolutely control our reactions to it. Today, we're going to unlock some powerful strategies to help you become a change master, someone who not only survives but thrives in the face of whatever life throws your way. Now, here are 5 key takeaways that are going to be your secret weapons for building resilience. First up, accept what you can't control. Seriously, it's like trying to hold onto water with your bare hands. It just slips through your fingers. Stoics understood this a long time ago. Focus your energy on what you can influence: your thoughts, your actions, your attitude. Let go of the things that are beyond your grasp, and trust me, it'll free up so much mental space. Imagine trying to navigate traffic on your way to work, but instead of focusing on the jam, you choose to listen to your favorite podcast or maybe even learn a few words in a new language. See what I mean? It's about shifting your perspective. Number 2. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is like having an inner superpower. When you're fully engaged in the here and now, you can better handle challenges as they arise. Think of it this way. If you're constantly dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, you're missing out on the beauty of this very second. Take a few deep breaths. Notice your surroundings. Savor that cup of coffee. These small moments add up to big changes in how you experience life. Number 3. Build strong connections. Human beings are social creatures. We thrive on connection. Surrounding yourself with positive, supportive people is like having a built-in support system. They'll be there for you through thick and thin, offering encouragement and perspective when you need it most. Remember, sharing your struggles can lighten the load and remind you that you're not alone in this journey. Next up, develop a growth mindset. This is all about embracing challenges as opportunities to learn and grow. Instead of seeing setbacks as failures, view them as stepping stones on your path to success. Think of it like learning to ride a bike. There are bound to be some falls along the way, but each one brings you closer to mastering that skill. And finally, number 5, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to what we have can make a world of difference. Take time each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of tea, a sunny day, a good laugh with a friend. Cultivating gratitude is like planting seeds of joy and resilience that will blossom over time. Let me tell you a story about this. Back when I was starting out in my career, I had this big dream of launching my own podcast. But, man, there were so many hurdles: finding the right equipment, learning how to edit, overcoming self-doubt. It felt like an uphill battle at times. But I kept practicing mindfulness, reminding myself that each step, even the seemingly small ones, was bringing me closer to my goal. I leaned on my supportive friends and family for encouragement. And most importantly, I embraced every challenge as a learning opportunity. Some days were tougher than others, but I kept pushing forward because I knew that true resilience wasn't about avoiding setbacks. It was about getting back up stronger each time. And guess what? This podcast is the result of all that hard work and perseverance. Remember, folks, building resilience isn't a one-time thing, it's an ongoing journey. But with these tools at your disposal, you can face any challenge with courage, grace, and a whole lot of inner strength. So, what are you waiting for? Take action. Share this episode with someone who needs a little boost, leave a review to help spread the word, or join the conversation on social media using #HowToBeStoic. Let's build a community of resilient individuals together. I'll see you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.